Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Tim Berry is our guest, our good friend, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Palo Alto Software, the makers of the original Business Plan Pro, which is now primarily Live Plan. He's the author of Plan As You Go, Business Plan, also Hurdle, which is the Bible on business planning, and then he's got a new book out that I'm excited about that's going to be coming out any month now. Tim, thanks again for being here. TimBerry.com, PaloAlto.com, and BPlans.com. Those are some great websites to get you to check out. Tim, you wrote an article recently that I liked called All Business Ideas Are Brilliant Before They're Executed.
Yeah.
And boy, how true is that?
Jim, the story behind that sentence is that for whatever reason, I get a steady stream of emails because of my blogging asking me, where do I sell? I have this great idea that will make millions of dollars for a big manufacturer, for the auto manufacturer, or for Facebook. Mm-hmm. Where do I sell it? How do I sell it? And that generates these sort of, I either ignore those emails, and I try not to because I do have an ask me thing on my website,
right,
or I have to tell them, how do you say nicely, you're wasting your time, nobody's going to buy your idea, you don't even own it, so stop it and go do something useful. That's a hard message to send to somebody who thinks they've come up with something that will make a huge difference to auto manufacturing or Facebook or something like that. But that's the truth. And it comes from a part of it is that all ideas sound great, brilliant, until you try to execute. And Jim, you've been around for a while with business. Is that not the truth?
Oh, yeah. No, there's no question about it because they haven't been, and I love your quote, which I've used many times over the years from the Germany, no battle plan ever survives first contact with the enemy. And that's the truth, you know, and how many times have you being the grizzled veteran that you are, some fresh faced entrepreneur will be sitting in front of you and they start telling you about all these things they're going to do, and you know that several of the things that they're mentioning won't last 24 hours. How do you break it? How do you break it to them without killing their spirit?
Well, there's a song you have to be old enough to remember by Brenda Lee. Break it to me gently,
Yeah, exactly.
Because here's the thing: the manufacturer, the company, Facebook or Twitter, whatever, they don't want to hear ideas pouring over the transom from people who have no relationship to the company. Because what happens if they do? Now they have to deal with the fact of either it's a terrible idea and they know why because they're running their business, or if it's an interesting idea, they're already working on it and now they have somebody in email saying,
they're going to steal it.
This is a great idea, says the email, and they're already trying to do it, and now they have somebody who can sue them or whatever, and it just, it never happens.
So what do you recommend, what do you think they should do?
It's not an optimistic answer. It's seriously, I think people should remember that ideas are useless. Execution gives value to ideas. And if their idea is something that they can't possibly execute because it's all about an auto manufacturer, some big company, they should literally give it up and focus their energy on something else. And if their idea
And I agree with you. And here's the thing, and I quote you a lot in this next thing I'm going to say, is that it really bugs me And as a reason, maybe I don't get invited to judge these contests like you do. And it bugs me when people say, "I'm starting a business." Oh yeah, what's your next step? Well, I'm going for funding. And I say, "Well, what about customers?" Oh, well, I'm going to hit funding first.
Oh yeah, no.
And I've heard you say this many times before. I remember you told a story about a guy who wanted to start making soup. And you said, will people eat your soup? And he said, "I don't know."
Yeah.
You said, "Well, go see if people will eat your soup before you try to get funding for selling soup." To me, the best capital comes from customers.
Of course. Early sales is the best funding. And that goes back to, well, what do you do if you have an idea? Let's say it's not an idea for a big company. What do is you get going. You gather a team. You find other people who have complementary skills,
right,
not the same skills, the different skills that you need, and you get moving with it. You raise what money you have in your pockets, because
right,
what it takes is work and customers. Money may be needed later to grow if it's got that sort of potential, but the first thing that's needed
is execution.
And that's what Facebook
That's what the big companies like, is if they don't like your idea, they like seeing you making something happen.
Yeah, well, then you have something that eventually you can sell if you build something. The only idea that
right,
people can own is an invention, which is a special case, and they
right,
can get a patent and then own it. And that's rare, and that's expensive, but that's a way to go.
Yep.
And the other way to
yep,
go with an idea is to start executing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Go get customers. Customers are the best form of capital. Quick break. Right back with Tim Berry. More to come with our good friend after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.